This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Morning Run with Wong Xiaoning and Roshan Kunnison. In about 10 minutes, we'll be hearing from Syed Saddiq, MP for Moi, for his on-the-ground view on what happened in Parliament on the budget vote. But let's go through some of the details here with Ben Sufian, because we knew that Budget 2021 passed the policy stage yesterday afternoon with a voice vote after a block gambit failed to get the necessary support to proceed. Now, 15 MPs are required in order for a block vote to be called. However, only 13 stood in the Dewan Rakyat yesterday, including former Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad and Parti Amanah Negara President Mohamad Sabu. Now, PKR President Dato Sri Anwar Ibrahim later said he had appealed to Mark Sabu and DAP Secretary Lim Guan Eng not to proceed with the block vote as he did not want to be seen rejecting the new incentives announced by Finance Minister Dato Sri Tunku Zafo Abdul Aziz. However, Dato Sri Anwar later confirmed that Pakatan Harapan is still firmly opposed to the budget and plans to have block votes during the committee stage when they debate each ministry's budget one by one. So to help us weigh in on this is Ben Sufian, Program Director at Merdeka Centre. Now, can you just give us an update or tell us what likely happened behind the scenes that resulted in the budget being passed yesterday?
Thanks for having me on. I think if we look at the budget and what transpired yesterday, there are, I think, two narratives that are at play. Number one is the role that the opposition plays in order to criticize or bring scrutiny into the budget and the budget process itself. Number two is the overarching political narrative where the opposition leader Anwar Ibrahim is pitted against Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin in their struggle to gain power and parliamentary control. So the overarching narrative has been that Anwar claims that he has a majority and that Muhyiddin does not. However, as the events transpired yesterday, Anwar failed to get members from the ruling party, the ruling coalition, to cross the aisle and support him in his bid to defeat the budget. Now, I think there's been a lot of drama and a lot of anxiety behind the scenes with respect to those in the ruling party as to whether they can pass the budget or not. And that's why in the lead up to the voting yesterday, there has been a lot of discussions by the Prime Minister himself as well as the Finance Minister in order to negotiate specific details of the budget and in the end give concessions to the demands of the various political parties, particularly those in the ruling coalition. The members of the ruling coalition, particularly those from UMNO, had identified key parts of the budget that they wish to have changed, and this was met by the Finance Minister. And so this gives them the reason or the cover for them to support the budget and therefore carry their political battle for another day.
And Ben, does this then bring into question Dato Sri Anwar Ibrahim's leadership and his standing among the coalition partners, especially since we do know that several Amanah members chose to oppose the budget despite Anwar's request to signal dissent in the ranks?
Yeah, certainly. I think there has been quite open calls of dissatisfaction and disappointment from within members of the opposition coalition itself, within Pakatan Harapan, from DAP, from Amanah, who's questioned Anwar Ibrahim's position as it relates to the budget. And a lot of criticism as well as to the post-voting statement that they will oppose the budget at the committee stage line by line, which means that at the policy level, they already support it and that, you know, nothing substantially is going to change from there. So the standing of the opposition leader, I think, has suffered somewhat after yesterday's event. And I think it also calls to question about the structural integrity of Pakatan Harapan. Should an election be called soon, it also means that they can't really rely on him to, you know, give the numbers that they need either to regain power from parliamentary control or push an agenda to show that they have alternative strategies that they can offer to the public.
And do you expect backlash, though, from the loyal supporters or loyal voters of Pakatan Harapan? How will the coalition manage this? Because almost immediately after the vote, and we turn to social media as evidence of that, there was quite a lot of criticism.
Yeah, I think a lot of Pakatan Harapan voters are very disappointed with how the opposition acted. And, you know, many of them also expressed appreciation at Dr. Mahathir's stand to oppose the budget. You know, the position of many Pakatan Harapan voters or supporters is that, you know, there are many issues with the budget, and therefore the opposition should have stood up to oppose it at a policy level, as opposed to agreeing to it and then subsequently going through at a line-by-line item in the policies at the committee stage. So many people have been left disappointed, and many people also, you know, doubt Anwar Ibrahim's ability to bring numbers to bear to challenge Muhyiddin Yassin. And I think that is the core, the kernel of disappointment, that a lot of times he has made this kind of statement and it has been one calling wolf, you know, so crying wolf. So I think a lot of people disappointed, of his supporters disappointed with him.
Does this then lead to the bigger question about whether Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim will remain as the leader of the opposition coalition, though? Because if there's less and less confidence in his ability to deliver the numbers, what does this mean for them?
I think, you know, for lack of any other alternative leaders of stature, Anwar Ibrahim will still remain the opposition leader, you know, so long as parliament remains intact. But what this means also is that the opposition lacks a strong, credible leader that he can offer to all Malaysians in their bid to persuade Malaysians to vote for them in the coming election. It also means that in the next election, coalition partners of Anwar Ibrahim will find it harder to rely on him to deliver support, to also deliver principled stance, because, you know, of what has transpired over the last several months. And so it also means that I think if we have an election, then Pakatan Harapan will likely contest as individual parties, and that the coalition, you know, carries less meaning in terms of a political bloc that can be relied upon to act in unison in parliament or in public space.
So similarly, you know, Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim says that he intends to, like you say, you know, oppose the budget at the committee stage. But now with all that has happened, you know, what are the chances that actually the budget will pass its final vote?
I think the budget will pass in the final vote. And I think, you know, what will happen at the committee stage is that, you know, very, very detailed, you know, discussion or debate over the minutiae of the details of the budget. You know, how many T-shirts you want to buy, how much the price of your T-shirt, and who's the supplier for this and that, you know. And at the end of the day, it will all be lost in the news cycle, because it doesn't speak to the broader overarching points about policy. Are the right groups being helped? Are the measures being proposed by the government the right ones at this point in time when the country is facing economic difficulty? So a lot of the broader policy topics are now lost, and that it's going to be debated at committee level, which means individual ministries' budgets may be scrutinized. But in principle, the budget is no longer opposed, and therefore one would generally expect that the general shape and form of the budget is going to be implemented.
And Ben, based on what happened yesterday in Parliament, what does that say about Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin's grip on power?
Well, it shows that, you know, he does have challenges in terms of, you know, passing the budget, and that this is in many ways democracy in action, where leaders of the political parties, particularly those in the ruling coalition, have asserted themselves in what they feel are main public concerns. So we can see how deftly UMNO, particularly Dato' Sri Najib and others, have played to the public gallery to bring the topics of allowing for a greater quantum of EPF withdrawals, of extending the blanket debt moratorium, which are all public issues, to his cause, and then negotiating and being successful in getting the government to support it. So I would say a clear winner is with that side. But it also says that for Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin, he is in power, he is able to negotiate, and he will have to turn to his allies first, satisfy them first, before he turns to members of the opposition. So it does show that he has some leverage in order to wiggle room to negotiate, but he is also caught in a vice grip of his coalition partners, as he needs to retain them for support. So we are going to see an unending political back and forth where compromises need to be made along the way for him to remain in power. But at the same time, he does have leverage over state resources and state machinery in order to implement his policies.
All right. Thank you for your time. That was Ben Sufian, Program Director at Merdeka Center, giving us the lowdown on what happened yesterday in Parliament and also all the political back and forth that's going on between the different parties, be it PN or PH. But what were your key takeaways, Roshan?
I mean, Ben seems to be of the opinion that yesterday the opposition really did fail, right? It really does sound like that. And that once you go into committee, it starts getting a bit more into the details, which can get lost in translation. But one thing that particularly caught my attention there was that basically with yesterday's passing of the policy states, that the budget isn't really being opposed, right? So this is the form of the budget that we will possibly look towards the end, which is why you had a lot more, I think, enthusiasm over the news yesterday, right? That essentially a lot of people say, oh, budget is passed because of this vote. So it's going to be, I mean, I'd be interested to see how we go, because we've never really gone into something like this where we're paying attention to the very end, including the committee stage. So unprecedented times continue to be unprecedented.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a very interesting few months ahead. But like he says, at the moment, you know, Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin managed to cling on to power. He has definitely got what he wanted, which was the budget to be passed. But I think there will nonetheless always be more political back and forth between within PN, because concessions have to be made on all for all. But up next, we'll be speaking to Moi MP Syed Saddiq for his explanation of what happened in Parliament yesterday. Stay tuned for that. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.